Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the Pesky Report, a podcast dedicated to the Boston Red Sox by Red Sox fans. Report is happy to announce that we will be sponsored by High and Happy Catering out of Springfield, Massachusetts. High and Happy Catering creates gourmet meals for small or large events with a twist. All of their meals are cannabis infused. If you are looking to have a real happy meal, call them at 413-785-8999 or search for them on Instagram at High and Happy Catering. You'll be happy you did.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Pesky Report. My name is Brad Chandler. This is episode number 81. With me today, as always, my co-host Hogdale and Brady. How are we doing this evening, gentlemen?
Just terrible. Just so bad.
Yeah, I'm doing so bad. Like, I'm actually paying attention to like the days until opening day. We got 137 days until March 31st.
I've been enjoying football season, so I haven't been counting.
Yeah, well, football.
I'm getting nervous about a lockout.
We're going to end up talking about it, but I believe there's going to be a lockout. Going to be a lockout. Yeah,
No, like we've been calling this for like fucking 3 years.
It sucks, so but we'll end up talking about that. There's a few things that I wanted to talk about before we start getting into things. First and foremost, I want to thank Mike Bess of High and Happy Catering for an amazing dinner last night. I had a wonderful chicken Alfredo meal with a Capri salad, and I left high and happy. So definitely go check them out. Fantastic food. They don't actually they don't just do cannabis infused meals. I mean, they can absolutely make regular food, but it was absolutely delicious. Like, I did not taste any of the marijuana or anything in there, so it was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. So I did not drive. I will say that.
Good. I like that. Responsible.
Responsibility first.
Yep.
I can't say if other people drove. Well, they were high and happy, but I did.
But you did the right thing.
And the people I was with did not drive high and happy.
Good. Well, that checks out. That's good. Good stuff.
So there checks was out. That. Yeah, yeah, definitely checks out. So we did a all-star MLB 2021 team in our last episode. Was it our last episode? No, it was episode number 79.
Yeah.
We actually ended up recording 79 and 80 together. It was a 2-hour episode and we just kind of clipped it for two shows. But we did an all-star MLB team for 2021. And we decided that this week we were going to do like an all garbage team. So like people we don't like, people we thought that played piss poor at their positions. And we have a few Red Sox on our teams. We have a few Yankees on our team. Like, I don't know if you'd ever expect us to put like Yankees as shit players. But we were talking about it a little before we started recording this. And some of us were having a little difficulty because when you pick a DH, it's typically that DH is usually decent because they don't field. So we had a little bit of, we had some problems with the DH part. So my DH is like, I didn't pick anybody.
I was able to scrounge one together, luckily.
Yeah, we got to figure that one out. I don't. Who picked Donaldson? Someone picked Donaldson. Was that you, Brady?
I mentioned, but I didn't put him as my finalist, but he's definitely up there. He just annoys the shit out of me.
All right. So, I mean, let's start off. Last time we did this, we had Brady started off and everything. So, Hogdale, why don't you start us off with the position, the name of the player, and what team they're on?
Okay, first off, I think we should start with starting pitcher, like get the pitchers out of the way first. And for me, I got, you know, big money man, noted sexual assaulter, or, you know, alleged sexual assaulter, Trevor Bauer, who missed most of, I think he pitched a few games, but pretty much the entirety of the season with a, you know, pending sexual assault case. If you've seen the details, very disturbing. I don't know, my policy, I don't really like sexual assault. I think it's bad. I think people who do it are bad mm-hmm. people. And mm-hmm. it's fuck Trevor Bauer on this podcast. And I just wanted to reinforce that. Fuck him. He sucks.
Yeah, I have to say, during last offseason, I was like super high on like Trevor Bauer. I was kind of hoping he would end up on the Red Sox. Totally love the fact that he's not on the Red Sox because of this. Not because he's a sexual abuser or whatever, because that's just bullshit. I was a huge fan of his. Like, I went out and I bought one of his t-shirts for his company and whatnot. Then this happened and like I threw it away.
I mean, yeah, like I liked Bauer before it came out that he was, you know, awful. Like just right. a not good guy. And then, you know, it leaked out. Like sewage leaking through the pipes, it came out eventually.
Right. Brady, starting pitcher.
I had our old friend, Luis Garcia. Not that he sucks, but his fucking windup, I can't. I never want to see him pitch ever again. I don't like that all of a sudden he, you know, found like 4 miles an hour against the fucking Boston Red Sox. Right.
I got
but you. That fucking windup, fuck that shit. Fuck him. He sucks.
Yo, Brady, I will give you credit. His windup makes me want to softly caress a .44 Magnum to my cheek. So I can see why you would pick him. Good pick, in my opinion. You know, great take as always.
That is a fantastic pick. I have been saying every time I saw him pitching in the ALCS, I was just like, someone just kick him in the dick, please.
Yeah, right. It's true.
Well, Dick,
You went with Luis Garcia. After I said who my pick was going to be, I was like, yeah, I kind of hate him too. So like Luis Garcia, I'm not going to put him down as my starting pitcher.
Okay.
I will put Andrew Heaney as my starting pitcher.
The Heen dog.
Yeah, he was just fucking trash.
I believe it's pronounced Heenster, I believe.
How the Heen Stein. Fuck did he get $8 million from the Dodgers?
Yeah, the Dodgers, if they are willing to give Andrew Heaney $8 million, I'll gladly take four.
Right? You must have like a picture of like David Price taking a shit on Odell Beckham's chest. Like, I think that's how we got the contract.
Wow. We actually talked about that on the other podcast.
I know. That's why it was in my mind. Jesus, I was thinking Christ. About it.
But let's just leave that alone. We don't need to be talking about fucking water sports and shizzes here. All right. What's the next position, Hagio?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Our middle relief pitcher. I think we came into a consensus on this one, and that's Krispy Kreme Brooks Kreske, the mad lad serving up donuts for the entire Boston Red Sox team. He's so bad for the Yankees in general the entire year. Like he just gifted the Red Sox a game. It was the most beautiful pitching performance I've ever seen, and he couldn't not make the list.
It's true. No, I mean, let's be clear. We're a pro Brooks Kreske podcast here. I mean, what he did this year, thank you, because we don't probably get – maybe we don't have home field advantage if not for Brooks Kreske against the Yankees.
I was going to say, like, in the second half of the year, like, the Red Sox couldn't buy a win against the Yankees, so that win earlier in the year was very much needed.
Thanks, Brooks.
you know, we said we were all going in on Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to be different here.
Okay.
Do it.
Let's Matt go. Andrews.
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, yeah.
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 I think like repeatedly slamming my foot into like a spiked coffin would be less painful than watching Matt Andrews pitch. I really do.
For the Red Sox, because when he pitched for the Seattle Mariners, he was good.
Exactly. If the Sox
had like a 7-run lead, it was like, Cora was like, nah, not enough. Nope.
Yeah, like being dragged through like hot holes, like by your hair, is less painful than watching Matt Andrews pitch for your baseball team. It's really bad. Like, right. He's terrible.
Next, Octave.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, how dare you ask me for my next pick, you fucking clown. Closing pitcher, I had the man didn't give very good hand jobs, but, you know, it's Brad Hand. Not good handies, not the good handyman, but, you know, good at blowing baseball games, you know, so he's good at blowing, you know, not much for handies.
Wow. I want to give a quick, before I give my selection, honorable mention here to a real piece of shit, Roberto Osuna. He didn't throw a pitch this year, so he didn't qualify. But fuck that piece of shit. All right, if I could just...
Beating women is bad. I agree.
Yep. So since I couldn't...
And Stephen Wright can fuck off, too.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yes. But I had to go. Anyone who listens to the podcast knows Matt Barnes can go and fuck himself. so I've seen enough of that act. Really wish Heim didn't give him the $8 million, regardless of what he does next year. He's a talented pitcher, but he's not a fucking closer.
Matt Barnes got his bag and then dipped.
Yep. And he's like, you know what's awesome? Not pitching. Like staying home, collecting paychecks, and like being so bad that we have to go like, all right, are we going to bring Matt Barnes in for a playoff series? Or do we go with old friend, you know, let's try to bring Matt Andrews back, because Matt Andrews would have been an improvement at that point than what we saw from fucking Matt Barnes.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
It was bad.
I'm going to have to go with Matt Barnes as well. I know that he was elite. Check.
I need a minute.
The elite numbers out there were saying, people were saying that he was elite and whatnot. I understand that his numbers were good in the postseason in 2018, but what he did this year was absolute garbage. And you cannot sit here and tell me that, oh, he was a great pitcher. He was good. He was good during the first part of the season. And even though he was overused, he never got anything back. Even when he was rested, I saw him down in double A. I understand it's a rehab stint, but they were bombing balls off of him. Mm-hmm. It was like he wasn't even having command of his pitches. He was walking people. It's like, bro, like your fastball was sitting like 91, 92. No, I knew there was something wrong with him.
You know what, Brad, you bring up a good point. When you said rehab assignment, you wonder if it was what kind of rehab was he on? Right? Because for him to fall off the way that he fell off, you know, who knows what Matt Barnes was rehabbing for?
Here's the thing about
what are you trying to say, drugs?
No, I'm just being a dick. No, because I hate Matt Barnes. No, I'm sure he's a great guy. He's not a great
fucking player. You guys are giving Matt Barnes too much shit, all right? Like, at the beginning of the season, everyone was comparing him to Aroldis Chapman, and he just went with how Chapman pitched the rest of the year and was like, dude, I'm just trying to be on my Aroldis Chapman grind. So I really don't think that we can give him that much shit. He's just trying to imitate what he thought was the best, and he was sorely mistaken.
Yeah, Matt Barnes just fell off the fucking wagon in the second half after the All-Star break. All right, what's the next position, Hagio?
I went catcher, and there isn't really any overtly terrible people at catcher, so I just went with a dude who's bad, and Zach Collins, who's like a bad hitter, but also he's terrible at framing. So, just that, he's bad. Poo-poo stinky, am I right?
I went with Reese McGuire of the
For Toronto. Jerking off?
Yes. I mean, here's the thing. If you're going to go and you need to take care of it, right?
There's always bathrooms.
There's a lot of options, right?
Exactly.
But the one that's
that checks not out.
An option. Thank you. Right. I mean, he's in a fucking parking lot. and he's an just, SUV. Yeah, he's just.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Yeah. So.
Like, I'm gonna spank it right here.
Like, what don't we know about? We know that about Reese McGuire, but you know there's more to the fucking story. Like that's not the one time he did something questionable, right? You know what I mean? Like, let's mark this shit down as the day that I say we're going to be talking about Reese McGuire in 5 years in a not. So, like, right now this is ha-ha funny, but something doesn't.
This isn't funny. I mean, it's a little funny. It's funny because, I mean, it actually happened. And it was in it. And what he was, dude, the cops caught him. And they were like, what are you doing?
Put your hands up, sir. And he's like.
He's got a boner and whatnot. The only thing I can think of is like fucking Beavis and Butthead. He gets out of the car. He's like, yeah. You know, and it's like, oh, dude, let me finish.
They're like, sir, have the woman step out. He's like, it's just me. They're like, wait, what? So Reese McGuire, that's my pick for catcher.
Those were both my picks. I picked Zach Collins and I picked Reese McGuire. Next position, Hagio.
First baseman. And I went with Eric Hosmer because he's overpaid and really, really bad. And the Padres collapse, and I'm putting the entire collapse on him. Fuck you.
I'm actually going to go before you, Brady, because I know you and I picked the same person. Yuli Gurriel. He was a gold glover. I get that or whatnot. But he will forever be a racist piece of shit to me. I know every single time that he came up to bat, and I was just like, just remember, Yuli Gurriel is a racist. And people were like, oh, well, he talked to Darvish about that, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, that doesn't make him less of a racist.
And Randy Marsh talked to Jesse Jackson in South Park, and Token still thought he was racist.
Yeah, wow.
Do you remember that? I love that episode.
It checks out.
What you don't want for as a neighbor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. And then what was his name? Michael Richards or whatever his name is was on there. Whatever. But, yeah, Yuli Gurriel is always going to be a racist piece of shit in my mind. So,
yep.
All right, Brady, go ahead.
Well, Yuli Gurriel, was my pick as well. First base, he can go fuck himself. If I had to guess, he had a lot to do with the signs stealing scandal because he looks like a piece of shit in every way, shape, or form.
Can you just please shut the fuck up about the sign stealing shit? Are you really that pissed off about it? All right, because I was gonna say you're an Alex Cora fan, so fuck off.
Love Alex Cora. Love. I just really don't like Gurriel. So if I can put anything else on his plate,
yeah, but that's just stupid to do.
Okay, that works. Yep.
You can't like fucking Alex Cora.
I don't like Alex Cora. That's not.
I love. You don't Alex like. Cora. Okay, you can't love Alex Cora, mm-hmm. and then just shit all over the fucking sign stealing scandal and just be like, "Yeah, Cora's my man."
Well, it worked.
That's my dude. I mean,
it definitely did work, but you can't shit on it and
Cora's
then be like,
"I love
winner.
Cora." Cora's a fucking winner. I don't give a shit.
So fuck Yuli Gurriel because he fucking. Yep. He was on the side ceilings. But man, I would kiss Alex Cora right on the fucking lips.
He would never pay for a fucking dinner if he was in a restaurant with me. Nope. That checks out.
Anyway, does check out.
Next.
All right, second baseman. I got Marwin Gonzalez. And if you're telling me that's not how you pronounce his last name, well, he doesn't exactly deserve to have his last name pronounced. He fucking blows. He's so bad, dude. He's so bad. It checks out. Mm-hmm. Anyone who disagrees, fucking like, I'm sorry. You didn't watch enough Red Sox/Astros games this year, dude. He's terrible. He's so bad. He's a defensive specialist who like routinely makes errors. Like, it's bad.
He was a defensive specialist who sucked at defense with the Red Sox.
Genius.
Right, Brady, you.
I just want to give a quick shout out to Michael Chavis at second base because I thought about you, bud, but I didn't put you right. But I just want to let
that's
you know.
Cruel.
So that's good. I mean, Michael Chavis wasn't the worst second baseman,
right? But I'm thinking about you, bud. Like I don't, like I didn't forget, right? I'm just letting you know, like
still top five nickname, though.
Yeah,
top five nickname.
Roof. Hold on, help me out.
Roofned
Odor. What a piece of garbage pickup this was. I mean, this guy, he sucked in Texas. He sucked so bad that the fucking Rangers are paying the entire salary for not one but 2 years because they were like, get the fuck out of here. And the New York Yankees were like, oh, we'll take him. Yep. And his male pattern balding is – that's the only thing that I like about Roofned. Is that right? His balding pattern is beautiful, but his baseball abilities suck ass.
Yeah. All right, that's rough, Ned.
That's rough, Ned.
That's rough, Ned.
Yeah. Okay.
Me after Game of Thrones season one, that's rough, Ned.
I also picked Marwin Gonzalez because he was just shit. All right, next position there, Chief.
Got shortstop. Got anti-vaxxer supreme, outspoken, voted in high school most likely to take medicine for a horse parasite, Andrelton Simmons, who, you know, not only was a complete moron jackass, but also came out and had a terrible season, like at the plate, and then also was mediocre defensively. It was great.
I gotta ask a question. You don't like him because he didn't take the vaccine?
I also don't like him because he was actually really bad.
No. I just want to know. You didn't like him because he didn't.
Well, it's that, and then it. Also he came out and said, hold on. You know, spoke right. against it. It's like, right, oh, right. it's right. fake.
What are
the
your
government's
thoughts
lying to you.
What are your thoughts, JD Martinez?
Yeah, I think he's an idiot.
No. Yeah. Shortstop.
What, you think I'm going to be flip-flop? Yeah, he's a fucking moron.
Actually,
he can hit, though, at least. At least he can hit.
I thought you were going to be like Brady, who was like, oh, fuck the cheating Astros, but I love
No, JD, like, if he feels the same way, yeah, you're dumb. At least you can hit, though. You have a spot on my team Brady. You can actually play.
Love Alex Cora. Shortstop is, we're going to go with Freddy Galvis, only because, damn, A, he wasn't good at all. He sucked. But also, B, for years, they were like, man, this guy's going to be great. You know, he's going to be the next, you know, big thing. He really fucking sucks. Like, for real. And it's just like, he had really cool hair. Like, that was his thing. But, like, he didn't have the playmaking ability to go with the awesome hair. So, fuck you for making me think that your hair was going to translate into something cool that it was. You suck.
Brady, you know what has me fucked up about Freddy Galvis? Is that I found out this year's name is pronounced Galvis, and it ruined my life.
Like, oh, he's like a whole – that's like a whole new person I have to learn now. So maybe right? Freddy Galvis will be like a talented ball. Will the real Freddy Galvis please stand up, right? You know, like that would be great.
Yeah, like that ruined him. Like, what is going on here?
So my shortstop was Eugenio Suarez for the Reds.
I think it's Aguenio. I have no fucking
whatever. He played more at third base than he did at shortstop, but he played 34 games at shortstop, so that checks out. He was pretty terrible there too, so
he's bad.
But, bad player. All right, let's move on. Next position there, Chief.
Chieftain, third base. Hunter Dozier, one of the worst free agent signings in recent memory for the old Kansas City Royals.
I ended up picking Dozier as well.
Dude, he's really bad. He's really
not good.
Really bad.
I went for a ball player who's a talented baseball player who I hate more than any other active major league baseball player.
So this is I hate him. It's not that he's bad.
Well, he's bad, just not bad at baseball, but he's bad at life and as a human being. Okay. And that's Manny Machado. What he did, Dustin Pedroia.
He didn't play third base. He played right field. What are you talking about?
Okay. That's how bad he is. You're right. What he did to Dustin Pedroia, that man can't jog. All right. Dustin Pedroia should have retired this year with his head held high. Fucking Machado had to go out there, snipe him. Fuck him. Piece of shit. Fuck him. One more time.
Next position there, Hoggill.
Yeah, truthfully, he stole Pedroia's chance at being a Hall of Famer, which is sad. Yep. And like it's just, you know, after that, he just had no shot. It's a bummer. He robbed him. I can't blame people for holding hatred against him. I kind of got over it, but I understand why you wouldn't.
And I'm one of them, right? You know, yep. Like I
love Manny Machado.
You're a dick.
I'm joking. I do not love Manny Machado.
Oh, my God.
All right. I got a little upset there. All right.
Sorry. That checks out.
Yep.
Oxdale, next position.
Okay. Anyway, next position. We're on our three outfielders now. For the first one, I have the man who I don't think they're – if you did, like, a genetics test for, like, is this man actually a walking penis, it would be 100%, and that's Brett Gardner. He looks more like a penis than any other baseball player I've ever seen. This man annoys the shit out of me. Anytime he plays the Red Sox, he fucking gets on base, and I don't like it. He needs to stop, and I'm glad he – this was probably his last year in the fucking Yankees.
That checks out.
Right, he really does look like a penis. Like there's
he looks
no...
like a fucking cock. He looks like one of the fucking characters from Mars Attacks.
Yes, he does look like one of the characters from Mars Attacks.
The fucking Martians.
No, that checks out.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I went with a guy who just he sucks, but B, what a horrible contract. Jason Hayward of the Cubs. He's only 32, but he plays like he's 58. Holy shit. I mean, if he's barely hitting 200, he's barely hitting 8 home runs. He sucks, and they got him for like 2 more years. He's awful. Theo, I love you. This is probably the worst free agent contract handed out by a Theo Epstein, and there's been a lot of bad ones. Julio Lugo, you're one of them. But this is Edgar Renteria, you're one of them. But, man, this one's fucking awful. You suck.
Can't win them all. Mine.
You hard with Julio Lugo.
Mine is – I'm going to start off with Clint Frazier. Mm-hmm. Not only do I think he sucks as an outfielder, his ace pitcher thinks he sucks as an outfielder. There was a fly ball to left field that he let drop right in front of him, and then fucking Cole just turns around, looks at the fucking – at the dugout, it's like, really? Like, this is what we're fucking doing here? I hate his batting stance. It's so annoying. Mm-hmm. And every time I hear about the Yankees or whatever, or the Yankees are playing or whatever, he comes up and he talks about his fucking Nikes that he gets made into cleats and shit. It's like, bro, fuck off. Until you can actually learn how to play baseball, fuck off. All right, Octo, next position.
Well, before we do that, I wanted to commentate also not on Frazier, but anytime like the last year or two, like the Yankees would come up like to trade for like a big asset, fucking Andujar, Frazier, fucking that should get it done, Chief. That'll get the package. That's how we're gonna get Story. It's just the fucking worst. Checks next out. One.
Yep.
Yeah, sure exactly. Noted other piece of shit, you know, wife beater extraordinaire. Marcell Ozuna, and you know it's he really secured his bag and like, all right, I'm gonna beat some women, and you know what, not very respectable. I don't respect it. Kind of a clown. Belongs in prison, and he will go to prison because a cop witnessed him doing it. Fuck Marcell Ozuna.
Sox dodged that one, man. That I'm
they did, they and were... I wanted him too. I'm glad they dodged it.
Yep. I'm going to go ahead and I also, one of my outfielders is Clint Frazier, and you know, I'm from New York, so I got a Clint Frazier story. He wears 77 for the New York Yankees. He requested to wear number 7, which if you know, that's Mickey Mantle's number. and the Yankee radio announcer went on the station and talked about how he adamantly demanded that he get number 7 prior to joining the Yankees and requested to be unretired for him. So I'm not a Mickey Mantle fan because I'm not a Yankee fan, but I know that's dumb as fuck. On top of the fact that this guy talks about his cats more than he talks about hitting a baseball, and he sucks. And this, yeah, the Yankee fans think he's like the next coming of some fucking awesome player. It's just not going to happen. He's annoying as fuck to look at. He's annoying as fuck to listen to. Fuck him. That's that.
What's his nickname?
Red
Thunder.
Red Thunder. The Thunder from Scranton. That's where that is, because that fucker is not a Major League baseball player. Fuck him. That checks out.
My God.
Brad, you got number two. Sorry, Brad.
He no longer wants to be called Red Thunder, though. So I think everybody should call him Red Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go with another guy that used to play for the Yankees, Mike Togman. He got traded to the Giants. He was doing good for the Giants and whatnot. This year, he didn't do so well. He got designated for assignment. So we're going to go with Togman.
He's like the only guy on the Giants who didn't play well this year.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Yeah. Like he couldn't snort their like miraculous pixie dust and turn into a god like everyone else.
Nope.
What a loser. Right. For my third outfielder, AAA God. Some say he took the nickname Red Thunder for how he played in AAA. Franchy Cordero, who, you know, in the major leagues, probably one of the single worst players I've seen in like the last 5 years. He actually couldn't sniff a baseball like when he was in the bigs.
I don't know if he sniffed a baseball out in Philadelphia. I'll tell you what.
If you gave Franchy Cordero like an oar like that was like this thick, he probably would not even hit like fucking 280.
Yeah, I agree.
That checks out. Yeah. I'm just talking about that fucking long ass homer.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I went Kevin Kiermaier because of his actions, because of his dickishness in the ALDS. I thought, for me personally, he was a fucking crybaby. He was his mouth.
Oh, during the double?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. It was just a little, it was too much for me. He was a little too dickish, right? And he's made a few too many amazing catches, but he's really fucking annoying. And he, you know, his initials are KK. He's one letter away from being a fucking racist piece of shit. I don't know what his middle name is, but if it's Kyle, right?
It's Clancy with a K. Shocked. Let's be honest.
I gotta look this up now.
Yep. Because yeah. I'm just trying to put things together, right? You know,
it's James.
Fuck. Can we trust the internet? Really?
Yeah.
Kevin Kiermaier, I think Joe Castiglione said it, where he like on routine catches, like he'll like do flips or like fucking roll and shit. It's like, dude, you could have just stood there and like just catch the ball. Simply catch the ball normal. Why can't you just be normal?
My third outfielder is also a Red Sox. Danny Santana, and if anybody has listened to this podcast throughout the season, and every time Danny Santana's name is mentioned, I tell you that I cannot fucking stand him, and I want him off our fucking team. I was kind of excited when he was being called up and everything, and he got called up during the Philadelphia Phillies series. One where Franchy fucking hit that long ass home run that went onto the concourse. And that was literally like the only series I remember him doing anything good.
That's all he had.
Yeah. All right.
And then he almost killed Xander Bogaerts too. So that's a whole
DH. Some may say that this doesn't count because he probably only had like maybe like two or three plate appearances as it, but Pablo Sandoval technically DH this
that
year
pass.
At some point.
Fuck so guess that what? Piece of shit.
Listen, man, I'm just saying this dude was shotgunning like fucking like Dr. Peppers and Cokes, like with whipped cream, like on top of the Coke and Dr. Pepper cans, like just you know, slurping him down, that fat fuck. And I don't appreciate it.
Do we remember what his middle name was?
Oscar. Loser. It's Oscar. Actually,
it's Oscar. It's Pablo Oscar P-O-S. Sandoval. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, I don't know. Supposedly he's a professional athlete.
Sure does.
I don't believe it. I see his physique and I just don't think it adds up.
His physique? He makes me look like I fucking need a sandwich.
Yeah, all I know is that he makes my hot dog intake look normal. That's all I know. Go ahead. What was your DH, Brady?
I was considering Josh Donaldson because with the bringer of rain. That would go with Red Thunder. I'm not a fan of this, old nemesis Rowdy Tellez, who was with the Brewers, he sucked this year, but he fucking destroyed the Red Sox so many fucking times that I have PTSD from all the shit he put us through. So fuck you, Rowdy Tellez. You suck this year too.
He's pretty terrible.
Mine was also Pablo Sandoval because I hate him. I said that. I hate out of everybody that's on my list. There's only two people I hated, and one will. Well, actually, hopefully both of them are both going to be ex-Red Sox because Pablo Sandoval is an ex-Red Sox. And Danny Santana, I'm hoping, does not come back.
Fellas, you know what I want to transition to?
You want to talk about balls? Please tell me you want to talk
testicles,
about balls.
Testicles, balls, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, just how, you know, maybe some kind of grooming tool that you use for balls. You know, batting leadoff for the Red Sox is the Lawnmower 4.0 from our friends at Manscaped. This fourth generation trimmer is going to help you dodge hairy balls this October. This isn't October. It's November now. November and the rest of the offseason. And it's going to help you dodge hairy balls like the Orioles dodged the win column for the last five seasons. Today's sponsor, Manscaped, are the global leaders in male grooming, trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Swing for the fences and use the right tools for the job with Manscaped for all your hairiest grooming needs. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code PESKYREPORT. That's code PESKYREPORT, P-E-S-K-Y, report, at manscaped.com. And, you know, we've said a billion times, Lawnmower 4.0, great product. I love the light on it. You know, fucking Brad's talked about the ball deodorant. They sent me some boxers. I think the boxers are super comfortable. Just overall fantastic product. We wouldn't recommend it to you if we didn't attest to its quality. So, you know,
it's true.
Make sure go out and get yourself a Lawnmower 4.0, maybe for you, maybe for a family member. Buy a Manscaped shit. If you don't, I mean, I don't know. You're a loser. I hate to say it.
Christmas is coming. It makes for a fantastic Christmas present. Making sure we use that the code Pesky Report. It makes for a great Christmas present. And I'm pretty sure that I'm going to go ahead and just guess that Luis Garcia doesn't use Manscaped because he's a piece of shit.
I gotta say, man, the shampoo, not the shampoo, but the body wash. Fucking fantastic. So it smells so like.
Do you use that all over your body, Brad?
Well, it's.
But I just want to know if you use all of your body.
Do I use body wash all over my body?
I just want you to answer the question. Do you use it all over your body?
I use it all over my body.
Damn,
that's hot. He's a substitute for shampoo because he's fucking bald as Dale Gribble.
They actually have a shampoo, too. It's a body and shampoo all in one.
Stop. So I can't think anymore.
The cologne.
I'm like Reese McGuire.
The cologne. Jesus Christ. Let me say it one more time. The cologne, the ball deodorant. The cologne, the ball deodorant, the body wash. It all has the same similar smell to it, so it's not overpowering. And I've said it once before. I'll say it every time after that. Like me, myself, when it comes to like perfumes and colognes and whatnot, if it's too powerful, it fucks with my sinus. This stuff does not mess with my sinus. It's like wicked good stuff. I'll put, you know, going out or whatever, I'll throw a little bit of the cologne on, and maybe that's to hide the smell of the marijuana or whatever, but that's neither here nor there. But All right, guys, let's move on. We got.
I just need a cigarette real quick because.
Did you finish? Unlike Reese McGuire.
We don't know. We don't know. Was Reese buying his hand like a meal afterwards? Like, we don't know. Like,
I was gonna say, like, how did they find him? They find him with dick in hand, or did they find him like Randy Marsh in that one meme? Like, after he like sees that like porn on the computer for the first time, or he's just like,
I think it was dick in hand.
That's nice.
It was dick in hand. I don't think he got to finish.
I would love to hear the audio, not the video, but the audio. Just like, sir, unhand yourself. You know what I mean?
Put yourself down. It's like they say, a dick in the hand is worth two nights in jail.
There you go.
What? I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Yep, that's true. Well, you hear that at the old Blue Jay spring training complex. He was probably like an A&P, and he was like, God damn it, that produce section got me turned. Right?
I just Googled dick in the hand is worth 2 days in jail, and I got no escape, male rape in U.S. prisons, prisoners' voices. That's my number one.
I used that it because it's a play on words of a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. But you guys are just so like two headed instead of five headed like I am. You just couldn't get my outstanding joke.
Oh,
sorry. Brady got my joke, but you know Brad, he's a loser, so we understand.
Yep, that checks out.
It checks out.
That checks out.
Yep,
checks out. All right, guys, let's move on and start talking about the offseason and some news that's been going on. The people will never be silenced. That's okay. You are silenced right now.
I kind of feel like he needed that the timeout room.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
You're listening to The Rush and the Show.
Jesus Christ, I'm going to die.
if anybody's like wondering like what the fuck that was, that's my other podcast intro.
Wow, subtle plug.
It wasn't a subtle plug. Fuck off. It said my goddamn name.
Well, great recreation, I agree.
It's a beautiful sound.
Oh my God. Anyway, what are we talking about next?
Reese McGuire?
No, we're not talking about
I think McGuire. We've thoroughly covered Reese McGuire.
Eduardo Rodriguez. Oh no. Eduardo Rodriguez is being mentioned. What are we doing over there, dude?
Sorry, my battery was getting low. Sorry.
Did you just say sorry?
Yeah.
We've been over this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
If they report sorry, you know this is a vet.
When I need to flee to Canada, they're going to accept me. So go fuck yourself.
It's true. You'll be able to blend in.
Brady's going to be like, hey, mate, I need to come over the mate? Mountain. Yeah, I need to
Have
come
you
over
been
the mountain. I said, hey, mate. Hey, mate.
It's almost
gonna
like...
be like a cross between fucking Canadian, Australian, and fucking New Yorker.
Oh, maple syrup, you. Barbecue, and pizza. Am I right, fellas?
Those fucking Canadian kangaroos are fucking wild out right? there. Let me tell you something.
Am I right?
Canadian beer, love it. Hockey, second favorite sport.
Elite.
Yep. I mean,
did you just say hockey's elite?
It is.
Oh yeah.
No,
big
it's
hockey guy. Okay.
It is.
That's
yeah, he's
out.
Right. Yep. It doesn't.
Anyway.
But okay. Yep.
Anyway, what about E-Rod before you were so rudely interrupted?
E-Rod's being looked at by the fucking Tigers, the Blue Jays, the Angels.
They're just looking at him though? They're not.
They're in talks.
Like, fucking take him.
You know the Angels aren't gonna sign him.
To the Blue Jays, take him, you absolute cowards. We'll go out and sign Verlander and fuck you over. It'll be great. Do it. I fucking dare you.
I highly doubt we go for Verlander.
Why?
No. No, that's not happening. He's going back to Detroit.
It sounds Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I feel like he wants to go play for a winner.
Detroit.
He's old. Like, Also, if you're going to take the money, just go to a West Coast team and play somewhere warm.
If he wants to go to a winner, he might want to go to the team that Max Scherzer is going to go to. And I have no idea why people seem to think that he's going to, like, the Yankees, the Mets, or the Nationals. I'm like,
he's Dodgers or, like, Padres, one of the two.
He's staying West Coast.
Dodgers, Padres, or, like, Angels.
Can we stop saying the Angels to any type of pitcher? Because we know
I disagree with you. Nope.
That's you think they're Scherzer?
I think they're going to be smart this offseason. They're going to get pitching. I don't think they're going for top tier. I think Erod definitely could be a guy that the Angels I think you can't waste Ohtani. Trout, I think he's just like, fuck you. I just won't play baseball. I'll just stay home.
I mean, he's got $400 million.
Erod is a guy that if he goes to the Angels, I guarantee will I have a 5 ERA and suck. I guarantee it. If he goes to the Angels,
I don't guarantee. So.
Yeah, but what are his peripheral numbers though? Right, you know.
Yeah, if he was elite at Fenway, then I mean, he should be elite in LA, right?
See, what you're not accounting for is that any pitcher who laces up for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are terrible, and it's just kind of like a magic.
Shohei Ohtani was terrible.
Yeah, but he's a DH, so he kind of like mitigates it. Also, he's a unicorn. He's like once in a like literally 100 years player.
You said any. You didn't say any, but mm-hmm. Shohei Ohtani. You said any.
Yep. No, yep. I'm sorry, dude. Like, it's terrible there.
Yeah,
it checks out. As a wise man once said, I'm never wrong.
Well, they're wrong. So.
Remember when Joe Maddon was like a difference maker?
Yeah,
I do. That's crazy.
When he was with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, and then he had Cubs, but they had like a $400 million payroll, and the Indians should have won that fucking World Series.
I don't know. Like,
Rajay Davis with that homer. Oh, that was fucking. Yeah, that was electric.
Hey, Rajay Davis is from, I believe he went to school in Connecticut.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good maybe. For Rajay.
Like, call me like an anti-analytics like loser, but like, I don't know. I just don't think Erod's that good.
No.
Elite, man. What are you talking about?
I don't know, man. Yeah. Like,
Rajay Davis is from Norwich, Connecticut.
Nice.
All right.
I don't know. I watched all the games. You guys know I watched all the games. You guys did too, so you can formulate your own opinion. But like, I don't think he's that good.
I thought he was elite.
I think paying like Erod like a premium amount of money is a hilariously bad move.
I think giving him an $18.4 million qualifying offer was not a terrible move. I thought it was something that they were going to do.
No, why not qualify him if there's a market? Because like, if you do lose him, you get a pick.
Right.
And it's protected as well. That was one thing that. Judd Fabian not signing guaranteed that the Sox, even if they sign a player who has a qualifying offer, means that pick is protected. They can't lose it. And that must be Heim pre-planning and saying, yep.
Well, it was like, really if thinking- like that money that you give to Erod, like, okay, he's gone. Then you can give that money to Gausman or Descalfani or Verlander. Like it's a pretty good starting pitching market.
Or Rodon.
He's really good too.
Yep. Another lefty, just bringing the better one. Yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yep.
That checks out.
The move. Yep. Sure does.
Hold on.
So, okay. Brad's having some troubles. Go ahead, Brad.
Oh, go ahead, Brady. You're about to say something.
No, I just, I think it's really best case scenario that Erod signs somewhere else, get a pick. And let Heim do his fucking thing. I think there's a lot of options out there that Red Sox can add good starting pitching without worrying about qualifying offers to kind of jump over. Erod never gave me the oh my dude, we got Erod going tonight. Like you never had that fucking feeling.
Why not, dude? He's elite.
He sure is. He was elite in that one fucking inning against.
Listen, man, the number crunching Point Dexters can push their glasses up at me and sneer. I really don't care. Like I know what I saw. Like I don't think he's that good. Like I have an eye test. Like even when his stuff is on, he doesn't have like elite tier stuff. Like it's above average.
So that one game three of the ALCS, he was really good.
He was fantastic.
A-Rod's like upside, best case, like, oh, he's a number three starter. His low side is he's actually dog shit.
Yeah. And his
isn't that like everybody's low side is their actual dog shit?
No,
because you saw E-Rod's lower side more often than not.
Touche.
And he's got that fucking knee problem that seems like it crops up all the fucking time. Like, I'd be nervous to sign to a long term deal. He'd be like, dude, that knee that put you on the disabled list like 15 times, it's good, right? As you get older, that's going to age well.
I get annoyed because, like, dude, when are the hypothetical stats going to like translate to real life? Please. Like, I just, you know, peripherals can look good. Can they translate? I appreciate it.
Has been saying that for years.
They're talking about some of these free agents are going to end up signing before the December 1st lockout. Marcus Semien's one of them, and he's supposedly being looked at by like a shit ton of people. Red Sox one of the teams. It looks like they would probably end up putting him as a second baseman. A lot of people are out there saying that they don't, you know, trying to suggest moving Xander Bogaerts and Rafi Devers from their positions is not a good idea. Xander's the best shortstop and Rafi's the best third baseman. It's like, man, have we not been watching the same fucking team here? Like, I love Devers. I love Bogey. I want them on the Red Sox for as long as possible, but neither one of them defensively should be at their positions.
If either one of them, if they were both average and like had the hitting that they have, they'd be considered like the top one or two players of their position. Like, if they were just average defensively.
My only thing with Devers is he's so damn young that I haven't fully given up on that there's a chance. With Xander, he was never, you know, he hasn't been good now at short for a while. And not that he's old by any means, but, you know, he's getting older. Devers, you know, if they gave him another year or two, I don't think it's the worst idea in the world. But, you know, they're definitely – their left side of the defense is not strong.
I definitely say by 2023, if Devers does not have his shit together, DH.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you just have so many options coming up prospect-wise that I mean,
you got
it just
Jordan,
has to happen.
You have Casas. Right now, you have Dahlbeck. And with Casas coming up, I mean, all those guys can play third base. I mean, you can even move Bogey over to third. You can move him to second. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are just like, oh, we want to move these guys, and we are the most I forgot what was said, but we're like the most spoiled fan base out there because we want to move Xander. And yes, Bill, that was what you said. But I don't think it's a spoiled thing to say that, like, Devers or Bogey should move. Bogey has already mentioned before that if they were to get a top-tier shortstop, say, like Carlos Correa or Travis Dory, he would be willing to move to second base. Mm-hmm. And that would – I mean, I don't know how hard it is to move from short to second, but I know that Ripken moved from short to third.
Yeah. Brad, I think you bring up a good point that, you know, it doesn't make a spoiled fan base. I think once you trade Mookie Betts away, right, that now anything can kind of happen in terms of you've already taken that the face of the franchise and said we're willing to move him to make the overall team better. That I think that once you make a move like that, nothing's really off limits. If Xander has to go to third or second for the good of the team, we've already made, I think, the hardest move trading Mookie already happened, right? Now it's just about making a better baseball team, making a better product, and that's all anyone cares about.
Can I just say that, like, I kind of hate, like, when someone throws, like, you're spoiled as a fan in, like, your face as, like, an insult. Dude, I'm sorry. Like, yeah, I like winning. Winning's good. If you, as a fan, like, are not demanding excellence from your franchise, you don't want them to be good or, like, a playoff team every year at least, like, then what are we doing as a sports fan? What are we rooting for? Wow, you want your team to be good every year? Wow. Spoiled. Spoiled fan. Holy shit, dude. Spoiled. I don't know. I hate it.
Earlier this week, it came out that Carlos Correa ended up winning a platinum glove. And it is good for him. And I had posted up. I was like, yeah, because we don't want him on our team.
Exactly. No, he's an asshole, so we don't want him on our team.
just because he's an asshole. I mean, like, He plays amazing defense. He's really good at what he does. And it's like, bro, come on.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, thing is, like, really, like, you think Yankees fans, like, had A-Rod for all that time? And we're like, you know what? No. He's too much of an asshole. He shouldn't be here. We don't want A-Rod anymore. And, like, obviously, Carlos Correa ain't A-Rod in his prime, but he's a damn good player.
Yeah. No, I think that, you know, wanting your team to do better is not a bad thing. I think it's the idea of only, you know, thinking that every year is the, you know, win or bust kind of season, and kind of knowing where you are as a fan, where your team is. I think if any Red Sox fan thinks that next year is the boom or bust year, World Series or bust, then they're not paying enough close attention to what Chaim Bloom and Alex Cora are building, you know. So just get better.
We'll figure it out. And whatnot. And you know that fucking picture where the fucking guy lulls and it's just yeah, that's how I just read that. So with the possibility of a lockout, guys, there's going to be a lockout.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that how long are we going to be locked out for? Like, how long are the guys going to be locked out? Is that Sapphire?
Sure is. She's making her first appearance in a few episodes.
Yeah, you got to get her some peanut butter and put it on top of her snout. That'll keep her busy. And
I'm fearful that it's going to take into where spring training would normally start, right? I think that's when you know, when you get to the beginning of February, players have to sign, have to be down in spring training in 2 weeks, or else you risk.
Imagine this. All right. Spring training starts February 22nd, right?
Okay.
Imagine they're locked out until like February 3rd or 4th, right? They have to go on a fucking frenzy to get all these fucking free agents signed.
That'd be wild.
That's the only thing that's like enticing. You know what I mean? It sucks the idea of like December and January of being just like nothing going on. That part really sucks. It stinks. And the part that scares me is I have no faith in Rob Manfred doing anything intelligent. And honestly, nor do I with Tony Clark. I mean, it seems like Tony Clark really does not have a good handle on guiding the players through muddy waters. And it seems like you have two guys who really should not be in the positions. You know, they should have other people negotiating. Like, they should have nothing to fucking do with it, because holy shit, that's not smart.
No, I definitely agree with you.
It's fucking nerve wracking. You know, although Tony Clark was a Red Sox, so that was cool, but you know, that was it.
Yeah, that's cool for him and everything. All right. So we are going to wrap this up now. Do you guys have anything that you'd like to add on before we finish the episode?
I
go ahead.
I got a little hunch. I just want to put a little nugget, a little hunch.
Okay.
Clayton Kershaw
does not
sign anywhere until June. Like, he's gonna be kind of like a hired gun. Wait to see what teams are doing well. Maybe go back to the Dodgers if they need him. You know, maybe go, you know, to the Rangers. They're playing well, but I think he's gonna wait. I think he's just going to hold off.
I think Kershaw's still on the market to make big money.
Honestly. Yeah, I'm going with the that does not check out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's over one now, so that's fine.
So
even Clayton Kershaw in his like current form, like, which is like, you know, not prime Kershaw, is like a 3.2 ERA, which is still very valuable. Like, I think at least one team will throw a bag at him. At least one.
What if the Angels sign him to like a 12-year deal?
Oh my God!
The Angels aren't signing a fucking pitcher. I'm calling it.
I bet they signed Scherzer to like a 6-year deal at like $30 million per.
I got the Angels signing two starting pitchers this offseason.
Who?
I got Stroman and
staying
Erod.
He's staying East Coast.
Stroman and Erod.
I'll give you Erod. They're not signing Stroman.
It would be the Angels to sign like two of like not the best pitchers on the market. Like, you guys like need elite pitching.
I would take Stroman.
He's good. And Scherzer.
Stroman and Erod, if they did go there, have the, you know, the makings of a really good number two and a really good, you know, and a solid number three.
Still no number one. Well, still I guess number one. Can be your number one, but he's only giving you 100 or 120 innings a year, though.
Joe Madden's magic will have to work its way back. Anthony Rendon will fix it all by playing third base boringly. Yeah, that'll work.
All right, gentlemen. Next episode will be recorded on Sunday, and we will be talking about the top 25 free agents in baseball. We will also be looking to do some special guest work. If you have a podcast out there and you'd like one of us to come on and shoot the shit with you and talk some baseball or whatever, hit us up, let us know. We'll get back to you and try and schedule something. We'd be more than happy to have somebody else come on and talk with us as well. We are currently working on a few special guests. We have one right now that we are working on, and we will announce it as soon as that is, as we're able to do so. And we will be doing some more. We will be having a couple other guest appearances throughout the off season as well. Gentlemen, as always, it was a pleasure having you guys on. Brady, you can go fuck yourself. Everybody Thanks, else, have a great night. And yeah, that checks out.
Thank you for listening to the Pesky Report. Make sure to follow us on social media at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Pesky Report. No matter what platform you're listening to us on, please make sure to leave us a review and a comment and let us know how we're doing. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.